What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Speaking of Saturday's game, it is a Reaction Monday, and I usually like to dedicate Dirty's Daily on a Reaction Monday during football season to what exactly I saw in this game that that I think is worthy of discussion. And going into the game, I told B. Scott on Friday, what I want is to see all of these guys that we're going to see in a Texans uniform for the first time. I want to see what they bring to the table. I want to see what they offer. I want to see, as a fan, what we've got to look forward to, right? The starters played. C.J. Stroud played two series. The first series didn't go so well. He missed Nico Collins on a go route. I have no concerns. Zero concerns about that, Luke. I'm not worried about it. I mean, CJ's going to hit that. If he throws it nine more times, he's going him and Nico are going to complete it, and Nico's going to hit his head on a goalpost. Not worried about that at all. The next drive was a scoring drive that consisted, again, of some run, some mid-range pass game, some of the screen game to Nico. And it ultimately was a quick game throw to Nico for a touchdown on the right front pylon. And so a lot of good, right? A lot of good. But I like to get specific, Luke. I like to get real specific. The offensive line looked good, got a lot of push. If you look at Nick Chubb's numbers, Nick Chubb had five rushes, 25 yards, long of nine. And Nick looked good. But I want to narrow this thing down to two guys. And they're two of the guys that we've not seen in a Texans uniform before. And that is Jake Andrews, the center, and Ed Ingram, the right guard. And see, the Texans have a right guard problem because Titus Howard is having to play right tackle with the Cam Robinson injury, which appears to be worse than maybe we thought. And to be honest with you, I don't know that Ariante Ursary hadn't played his way into being a left tackle anyway. So we've got a right guard problem. And to think that right guard problem has presented an opportunity for Ed Ingram to line up next to Jake Andrews, and the first time we see extended play, I know he played a little bit last week, but really this week is when it really jumped off the screen for me, was there was serious push by this offensive line, reestablishing the offensive line, the line of scrimmage, I'm sorry. And to me, as I'm watching it, it all started right there at that center right guard position. Two new Texans that I think have probably earned starting jobs at this point, and Ed Ingram and Jake Andrews. That was good to see, man. Because I'm watching those guys thinking, okay, what do you got? And so I'm specifically watching them, and damn near every run play, they're getting pretty significant push up front, which is exactly what you didn't get, you know, several years, to be honest with you, but damn sure last year you didn't get it. So it was good to see that. Yeah. Ed Ingram, Jake Andrews for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think, you know, I said it earlier, but I think fit is always the most important thing in life in all aspects, professionally, personally, where you live, relationship, all that sort of stuff. And so I think for these two guys specifically, that's what's made it work here is that fit. And there was that connection for Andrews with the whole New England connection. But, you know, like a couple of castaways where Ed Ingram was a high draft pick and a big investment for the Vikings, and they were willing to move on from him because it didn't work there. But you bring them here, and they just seem to be good fits with what you're trying to do in the system, which is why you brought him here to begin with. Ed Ingram's a much better run blocker than pass blocker. He's better moving forward and pushing guys and being physical than having a backpedal. And so it's played out well so far. Now, of course, with all of this rhetoric, we have to, you know, put the asterisk for preseason. But, yeah, so far so good. And Saturday was the latest example where both those guys, really everyone on the offensive line, did their part Saturday, and it looked good early on.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, we'll, when it's Simmons and Sweat in Tennessee, you know, we'll see what that looks like. But I'm going to take my little wins when I can get them. And I know right now this is Ed Ingram and Jake Andrews, you know, appearing to want to play physical and be willing to play physical is a step in the right direction. Now, also mention Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, his, I think, look, I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to happen here. But when I look at D'Amico Ryans and how it's clear that he wants to play great defense, they want to run the football, they want to protect the football, they want to stay ahead of the chains, they want to be super physical on the offensive side of the football. It's more about physicality and less about finesse. I can't help but watch Nick Chubb and the whole a bowling ball is hard to tackle, a down, you know, running downhill between the tackle. His style, although there's not a whole lot of highlight reel there, his style fits exactly what I think D'Amico wants. And for him to go out and get 5 for 25, long of 9, and look like Nick Chubb, now I don't know what level of explosiveness is going to be there when that opportunity presents itself. But Nick Chubb looked good as well behind that offensive line.
Yeah, he did. And the most important thing was, just moving forward. And that's what he brings is not necessarily that explosiveness, but the physicality, which I think will be kind of the what this Texans offense will be. I mean, eventually you hope that explosiveness comes from the offense in general, but it's always going to be about just pushing forward and staying ahead of the chains and those shorter gains, as we saw with a lot of the quick passing from Stroud or even in the first preseason game with Davis Mills as well leading things in that first unit. And that's really Chubb right now at this point in his career to a T of maybe doesn't have the explosiveness. D'Amico's even kind of talked about it, but he's still a tough runner. He's still a strong runner. And I know a lot of people said, hey, he looks a lot better in the games than he does in practice. And there's a lot of athletes like that who are more practice players or more game players. And so it was good to see Chubb after a little consternation in recent weeks of like, what do we have here? What does he have left in the tank? Nice to see him run as effectively as he did on Saturday.
I'll be honest with you, Luke. I think I can lean into D'Amico's comments a little bit earlier. I think you may have mentioned them last week when you were on of D'Amico saying, hey, he's had some injuries and he's an older player. I've not seen anything in practice, in how he practices, or in that preseason game that tells me that he doesn't still have another gear that he can go get explosives. Maybe not hit his head on a goalpost explosive, mm-hmm. but can still, if you give him a crease, he's still going to go get a chunk play. I've not seen anything that tells me he does have it, and I've not seen anything that tells me that he doesn't. Right. So we'll see with the regular season. Ed Ingram, Jake Andrews in the middle of that offensive line. The push was obvious. It was good to see Nick Chubb running downhill. It just seems like it's playing into what D'Amico wants to be. The third thing here for me from the game, the Iowa State rookies, Noel and Higgins. Noel had an early return that was really good. It was a punt return. Higgins had a catch in that touchdown drive with C.J. Stroud there in that second drive of the game, second possession of the game. Both of those guys, I think, got extended play, got more snaps this week, or it seemed like they were on the field for more snaps this week than they were week one. So I think both of those guys, I think they showed up and to a certain extent showed out as well. We haven't talked enough about it, Luke, overall, I don't think. I know on the drive I haven't. The return game for the Texans seems like, I don't know if this happened by design or just kind of by happenstance, but when you look at, I'm talking about Jalen Noel, the rookie out of Iowa State, but when you look at the return game in general, there was also a nice little punt return by Braxton Berrios, I believe, early on as well. And then you just from watching practice, you know, hey, there's an emergency situation where your emergency guy is Christian Kirk. Right, I mean, if you remember correctly, last year our emergency guy was old head. What was the old head receiver that was returning kicks and punts at the end of the season? Robert Ooh. Woods.
Oh yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
Trees.
Yeah.
He's returning punts by the end of the season, right? I mean, this year you're going to have legitimate return specialists that can do it, both old and young, both in a reserve role as well. So I think the return game for the Texans this year has got a chance to be significantly better. But on that front, the Noel return early on, you know, the most impressive thing about Noel, and I've said this multiple times, whether it's in the offense or in the punt return game, he just looks like he belongs, right? It doesn't look like he's running scared. I mean, he's super controlled. He catches the punt. First of all, he runs up and catches the punt, doesn't let it hit the ground and bounce for 20 more yards. So he catches it, but then he's super patient in the middle of the field, kind of between the hashes. I don't know if he knew he was going to bounce it out or not, but then he bounces. He like draws them all in and then bounces it out wide and has the speed to turn the corner and go get that. I thought that him being able to contribute in the return game as well as a receiver that I think is just going to – the ball is just going to find him. Those two guys played well, and it was good to see them get their somewhat of a start this week.
Yeah, I think preseason can always be misleading, so that's what I always look for with the young players is, do they look comfortable? Do they look like they belong? Is the game too fast for them, especially when you try to watch these young quarterbacks making their debuts in the preseason? And so, yeah, he certainly looks like he fits. Had that nice return that unfortunately got brought back up with the penalty, but that's been all of the reports this whole training camp and preseason. Is I keep hearing everyone just rave about him and not so much Higgins. It was nice to see Higgins have that catch in the out route Saturday, but it's always been about Nolan. Man, he's just, every time he gets the ball, he looks good. He's making things happen. So he might be the one that is the bigger playmaker and the better option of the two rookies. And then on the return aspect, yeah, I think that's part of why Berrios, you bring him in to begin with, right? Yep. Braxton, because he helps with that area too.
Well, Braxton too, every time he gets on the damn field, he seems like the ball just finds him. Mm-hmm. The first preseason game, he scores a touchdown, had a catch earlier in that game, joint practice. He has a catch early in a 2-minute drive, and then he has a touchdown catch later in that scrimmage. It just seems like, you know, he's got, again, there's just a level of comfort. Maybe it's just the veteran that knows who he is, that's been in this offense before, that knows the offense, is just really comfortable with it. But it just looks different. The return game looks different. And those two rookies, again, I think Noel is going to be the more volume guy, the higher volume guy. And I think Higgins is going to be the big play guy that every other game reminds us, like, oh, y'all going to give Nico all that attention? Well, let me go get this one. I think he's got a real chance to be that guy. Now, my last takeaway from this is on the defensive side of the football. We've talked about this. Depth cover corners, right? You've got probably the best, if not one of the top two or three corner combos in all of football, in Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr. Beyond that, the depth is unproven, young and unproven. And so, going into every preseason game, you know these guys are going to play. And I think it's only right that we focus in on which one of these guys plays well, can handle the pressure of game day, can make the transition to the NFL, and which guy ultimately earns that, I would call it the third corner, a reserve corner on this team. Jalen Smith out of USC, and I think Damon Arnett, former first-round pick of the Raiders from 2020. I don't think he's played an NFL game since 2021. He was a UFL roughneck this year, and the Texans have given him a shot. But those are the two corners. Both of those guys had interceptions in this game, late in the game. I guess they were in the second half, weren't they? Was Smith in the first half, or was it in the second half? Smith, who did Smith get? It doesn't matter. It was a backup quarterback. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But both of those guys got interceptions. And, you know, I was talking with Sean Pendergast on a post game Saturday night, Luke. And, I mean, obviously Smith being a third round pick, I mean, he's on the team. But Arnett, I thought, you know, this Arnett's got to be more of like a developmental, get back in here, let us pay you a good salary. And over a year, you show us you can take care of your body, you can show up on time, you can be an NFL football player. You can be disciplined and do those things, and you're not who you used to be.